Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, all about love attraction, relationships, and addictions in your life. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Be right back with the show right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you listening to my podcast today. Today's topic is the truth hurts sometimes. The truth hurts sometimes. And what do I mean by that? Is when somebody is honest with you and tells you the truth about who you are and what you're doing in life, it may sometimes hurt because it's true. And when we avoid it, it hurts even more because it keeps on, issues may keep on coming up in your life. And when people surround you with love and care, that means they are telling you the truth. The reason why people may not tell you the truth is because it hurts them telling you the truth. So if they don't tell you the truth, it's hard for them to do tell you the truth. It means they're afraid of getting hurt themselves. That's why they don't say the truth. They always have these fluffy stories, or they go around the backside of the truth and tell you the truth without telling you the truth, if that makes sense. They'll send innuendos your way, or they'll remark a certain way, or they'll even be totally nasty with you. But that's their way. But tell you the truth in an honest and loving way. That's what I appreciate. That's what I do. Tell people the truth. And it's up to them to take it whatever way they want to take it. And that's their pain. If they take it in a painful way, that's their pain. Because the truth actually is much more loving and caring than if they hide the truth from me. If somebody hid the truth from me about who I am, I would say, it means they don't want to be honest with me because I know the truth now. But in the past, I didn't. Because I had addictions and, you know, drug addictions, alcohol addictions, and smoking and lying. And so I didn't want to hear the truth because I had lots of pain surrounding my life. When I started to release that pain, the truth was much more pleasurable, actually. Because we all go through issues in life. But when we take responsibility for them and stop blaming other people for our issues in our lives, we start to live a more authentic and more relaxing life. More happiness comes to yours. Happiness really starts to flow when you start to be honest with yourself. And when people are honest with you. Because once you're honest with yourself, people will start being honest with you. If you don't want to see the truth, it means you're on that plane of living of unhappiness. That's the law of attraction. That's the law of the universe. When we want to attract these amazing things in our life, they start to come. If we want to think in thoughts, all of our thoughts are coming on the negative side of it, we're going to attract them. When we see it, we believe it and reveals it. So when we believe in ourselves, when we stop that anxiety thought of that person's trying to hurt me, oh, poor me, suck it up, buttercup, and face it. Face your reality, face your pains. If you are a person that has non-supportive stories in your life, I'm going to say you have some non-supportive stories. You may have to look in the mirror and readjust yourself. Take a hold of your own life and move forward. And if you're unable to do that, it means you have to take responsibility for that. Don't blame anybody. Take action. And if they don't want to take action, that's their choice. But I'm not going to be saying, Oh, poor you. Yeah, you don't want to take action. Yeah, I can understand that. Oh, bullshit. Take responsibility and move forward. Face it. I'm telling you, when people tell you the truth, you take action. I'll tell you a little story. When I was about 2 years ago, I was told that I was basically a non-supportive story. I'm too old to use a computer. And now, of course, I'm using a computer, but so when they told me, I was like, oh man, that's hard to take. Because I'd said, I'm too old to use a computer. And they said, that's a non-supportive story. You're just basically telling yourself that you're too old. But that's untrue. That's an unrealistic thought in your head. And I was like shocked. I was like, oh God. And then I thought about it. Very true. That is a unsupported thought. I'm not too old to use a computer. So I took action on it, went home and started to learn. Just YouTubed it, Googled it, started working on the computer, and all of a sudden I was like, wow, this is not as hard as it was, or it appears to be. So this is the action I took when somebody told me the truth. And another time was, oh, I said, oh, it's too scary to go on stage and talk in front of people. And somebody told me, that's a non-supportive story. Your fear is within yourself. You're just afraid of what people are going to judge you. You're just afraid of people, and you're afraid of yourself, of success. Oh, what? Because oftentimes we don't want to see ourselves. And when somebody tells us the truth, and it hurts a little bit, then we can push forward and create amazing things in our lives. And once I got on stage, they didn't tell you the truth, they couldn't get me off because I enjoyed it so much. I made lots of mistakes, but it doesn't matter. I enjoyed it so much that I started to do it quite a bit and enjoyed it quite a bit. And so this is that action I took towards my happiness. I started to release some of these non-supportive stories and these limiting beliefs in my life. That was just 2 years ago, and I started to face a lot of my issues in my life just from that those moments of truth. So start facing your realities, start facing your truths in your life. And if you don't want to, that's your choice. But take responsibility for it. Don't blame anybody. Don't swallow on it. Wallow in it. Start creating. Put forth, because 2019, we'll start facing these realities in these podcasts. Start moving forward instead of backwards. Start looking yourself in the mirror and taking action and asking yourself these questions. What am I here for? What's my purpose? So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. We'll be right back with the recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, creating clear clarity within your life. One step forward, never one step backwards. We'll be right back with a recap right after this. Hello, everybody. I'm so happy and grateful coming back to this recap. Number one, the truth is not painful. Tell the truth and take the truth. Number two, when you start to face the truth, you start moving forward towards happiness and success. So take a hold of yourself. Take that truth in. Suck it in and enjoy it and create the life that you've always wanted. Remember, create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of within your life. So everybody, have a fantastic day and create success in your life. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.